Hello, it's Morgan King with Connect Back In. Today marks the eclipse that will be happening here in San Diego at 11:11, which is very interesting. The timing of all of that. And in my own meditation this morning, I was given a really great vision that I wanted to share with you today. The eclipse is a representation of a release of old energies and an opportunity to embrace renewal. I love that thought. I love that idea. And also taking with that the representation of the past. A lot of us hold on to past experiences, whether we're fully aware of it or not. But what that does is it only continues to perpetuate past experiences. So if this happens, then that happens. The cause and effect of life. If we've had an undesirable experience in the past, we may think it will happen again in the future. And the only reason it does is our belief and focus on that happening becomes our then reality and truth. So what if we were able to look at the past for what it was? Experiences that supported us in our growth and learning and understanding of ourselves. I love the analogy that Dr. Wayne Dyer uses, that the past is like a wake in a boat. So imagine a boat, a speedboat or a pontoon floating across the water, and the motor creating a wake in the water. It's so beautiful. It's a representation of the movement through the water and the power of the boat. But the wake does not push the boat forward. It is what is left over as the boat proceeds forward. It's left behind and does not bear any significance of our future unless we allow it. And I think that is so beautiful that we are given a choice to truly let go of our past. So let's dive into this meditation. You could be seated in a comfortable chair with your feet on the ground. You could be sitting on the ground, maybe lying in a bed or on a couch. Whatever feels best for you. There is no right or wrong way to do this. And I'd like you to begin to take a few deep breaths in through the nose and out your mouth at a pace that feels comfortable to you. It's all about finding comfort right now. Maybe an audible exhale feels good. Your breath could be shallow or deep or trembling or smooth. It does not matter. All breath is accepted in this moment just as it is. Don't try and change it. Just really allowing and letting go taking a step back from trying to control. You might hold your breath at the top for a few moments and let your exhale release any stagnant energy in your body. But just allowing yourself to breathe here, however feels best for you in this moment. And if you have some thoughts that are trying to take over, becoming the observer of those thoughts and saying, hey, I'm only going to take a few minutes here. You can revisit those thoughts after this meditation. Just giving yourself permission to fully show up for you for these next few minutes. I like the idea of almost taking the thoughts and physically putting them in a basket and setting them up on a shelf. You can revisit them later. Continuing to breathe in a way that feels good to you, but really centering in, feeling your connection of your body to either the floor or the chair or the bed that you're lying on. Allowing your body to really relax here and feeling the support of whatever it is that's holding you up right now. Allowing yourself to feel heavy and connecting with that support. Allowing it to hold you. And now I'd like you to imagine a space of comfort. Whatever this may look like to you. It could be a vision of a past experience or something brand new. But what comes to mind for me is lying on a cozy couch with a really soft, comfortable blanket. I'm holding a cup of warm tea that is the perfect temperature. I'm wearing loose, comfortable clothing, but I can feel the connection of it onto my skin. It's soft and inviting. There's a candle that's lit and the flame is flickering softly. The temperature of the space is exactly how I want it. Maybe there's a fireplace crackling in the background. But it's calm. It's serene. And it makes me feel safe, comfortable, and at ease. Once you've found your space of comfort, really tapping into that energy, the idea of feeling safe. And now bringing your vision out into a clearing in the outdoors. Almost imagining a field, but the grass has been cut short. It's green grass, there's blue skies. The temperature is perfect. You can feel the sunshine on your skin. There's a light breeze in the air. And you feel safe bringing forward that energy we created in the beginning of the meditation. As you step out into this clearing, you're walking barefoot on the soft grass. And you begin to see a mountain out in front of you. It's very tall. You cannot see the top. And you begin to climb this mountain. You're noticing as you're scaling the mountain that it becomes dark. There's darkness around you, but you can still see. Feels cold, maybe a little uncomfortable. But as you're walking up this mountain, it's steep, takes a lot of energy, and you begin to notice around you that you have a belt on your waist. And coming off of this belt are ropes. And on the end of the rope are heavy, weight-filled bags. And they represent memories and experiences of the past. This could look like an old identity that you might be holding on to, a past experience that hurt you or challenged you, a memory that brings up discomfort, maybe anger, frustration, or sadness. Whatever it is, you have several ropes attached to this belt that feel so heavy. And you're trying to walk up this mountain and it's getting harder and harder. You recognize on your belt that you have a scissors and that you've been carrying one all along. You just didn't notice it until now. You stop. You grab the scissors. And you begin to cut each rope. Easily and swiftly. The scissors are sharp and strong. All it takes is your hands clasping the scissors and closing them together, cutting off these old past experiences, past identities, past memories that no longer serve you and have no representation of the future. They've made you who you are, and they've brought you to this point in time where you are choosing to let them go. They no longer have a hold on you because you're aware that they're there. You're aware that they're heavy. And you're aware that their energy is no longer serving you. You have moved beyond carrying these heavy loads. So one by one, imagine cutting each rope, seeing them release from this belt, feeling the weight being removed from you. With each one that you cut, you feel lighter and lighter and freer, more unlimited than ever before, recognizing the power you hold to let go and cut off these past experiences, past identities of who you think you were, past memories that no longer serve a purpose and will not be brought forth into your future. Not only that, but you think, why don't I just take this belt off? I don't even need to wear this belt anymore. Even though the ropes have been cut, I'm going to take this belt off and leave it right here. You begin to unclasp the belt. You take it off. You set it down behind you. And you begin to scale the mountain with ease, feeling completely free, knowing you made the choice to choose what serves you best as you walk forward into your future. No longer allowing the past to define you. Making new choices to start right now in this moment. Creating a new story for who you are in this world, for how you show up. And deciding to give yourself permission to choose all your favorite qualities about who you are and to focus on those and to make those your attention. Seeing what an incredible being you have always been. That you hold this immense power to choose your own path, to choose your own story. Knowing you don't need agreement from anyone else. That by you showing up as the most you that you can be is the greatest gift to not only yourself, but to everyone else around you and the entire world. Your energy has completely shifted in this moment. You now recognize the truth of who you are. You feel so free, so centered, so confident. You know that you are enough just as you are, that you are whole, that you are complete, and you continue forward scaling this beautiful mountain, and as you do, the darkness lifts and sunshine is all around you. It's warm, it's comforting, it's easy. It feels so good. You feel so alive. And also recognizing that the sun was always there. It was always shining on you. It was just covered by the clouds. By the past experiences that no longer define you, that you're no longer taking with you on this life journey. They served their purpose. They were there to support you when you needed them. But now you are moving forward with a new identity, a new story. And you continue walking this mountain. There's no end to this mountain, but the scaling of it becomes easy and soft. You notice flowers all around you. You hear the birds singing. You feel the wind on your skin, and you can just enjoy this journey now. There's no heavy weight holding you back. And you can explore any route that you want to take. There is no path, just the only one you decide to take, which is perfect for you. You remind yourself that you are the only you there is. You are the only you there ever will be. And by that meaning alone, you are reminded of just how precious you are. Now, taking this energy with you as you continue throughout your life, even just today, or this next hour, or this next moment, what will you do next? How will you show up knowing that you now hold the power to decide for yourself? You now have nothing holding you back. You can create a new story about who you are. It's your choice. Now feeling this energy, allowing it to radiate through your body, coming back into your physical space. You can wiggle your fingers. You can wiggle your toes. And gently begin to open your eyes. And now taking a moment here to really let this feeling sink in. And knowing that I was the catalyst to remind you of what you already know, and that you can choose this feeling whenever you want to. You can revisit this meditation, or you can simply create a statement that feels in alignment for you about the truth of who you are in this moment. I am unlimited. It might be something like that, or I hold all the power. And whenever you're feeling off your center, you can say this affirmation and it will reconnect you to this emotion instantly. I hope you found this meditation helpful. Thank you, as always, for listening. And until next time.